yours.
Thank you, Mr. President. Germany would like to point out, while of course IEDs are a major threat, MOTAPM also do pose a risk to civilians because evidence shows that many of the anti-vehicle mines are also activated by persons. Germany therefore welcomes any progress within the CCW and accompanying consultations in addressing the humanitarian risks posed by mines other than anti-personnel mines. Two aspects could make a real difference. Those are detectability and lifespan limitations. Germany, on a national basis, applies the following policy. First, MOTAPM used by German armed forces are detectable. Second, MOTAPM used by the German armed forces are equipped with a mechanism ensuring their active life to be limited. And third, MOTAPM transferred to third states must meet the requirements of detectability and active life. Furthermore, a decision taken by the German parliament with the title Promoting the Further Development of Humanitarian Arms Control in the Field of Landmines complements and tightens the provisions of international law contained in amended Protocol 2 of the CCW and in the Ottawa Convention as regards landmines used by the German armed forces. According to the above-mentioned parliament decisions, all mines with activation mechanism, which by their design may also be triggered by persons, shall be considered anti-personnel mines in the sense of the Ottawa Convention. The decision refers explicitly to anti-vehicle mines, especially those with sensitive activation mechanisms, for example, magnetic field sensors. The main purpose of this political declaration by the German Parliament is to reduce or exclude potential hazards to the civilian population. In 2006, Germany deposited, in addition, a unilateral declaration on MOTAPM clearly stating the restriction it is undertaking to minimize the humanitarian harm caused by anti-vehicle mines. We would encourage and welcome further exchange between high contracting parties on the issue of mines other than anti-personnel mines. Thank you.